The Church of England is making last-minute efforts to engage with survivors of sexual abuse just weeks before the publication of what's expected to be a highly critical report and how it recorded past allegations of abuse. An examination of evidence by BBC Local Radio shows that serious allegations of abuse went unrecorded after cases involving dead and retired clergy were left out of the report. Our reporter Donna Birrell is here in the studio. Tell us the background to this, Donna.
Well, yes, thank you very much, Justin. Well, there's a national inquiry taking place right now into how a number of institutions like the NHS, councils and the Church of England handled allegations of past sexual abuse. It's called ICSA, or the Independent Inquiry into Child Sexual Abuse. And one of the things that has come under scrutiny at ICSA is an earlier review by the Church and published in 2010 into historical allegations of child abuse against clergy. Now, it looked at over 40,000 case files. It's not known whether all those files related to allegations of abuse, but it was concluded that just 13 cases of child sexual abuse nationally needed formal action, some of those dating back decades. Well, emails submitted to ICSA show discussions and disagreements about which cases to include in the original Church review, which was published in 2010. And one email, for example, worries about damage to the reputation of the then Archbishop of Canterbury, Rowan Williams, and it talks about the potential scale of the scandal. It says the real danger is that these stories are used to suggest the C of E is as bad as Rome, both in abuse and in cover-up. Well, although Rowan Williams told the inquiry he had never seen the email. Well, the email, seen by Sir Roger Singleton, who's reviewing the 2010 Church of England report, show confusion about the criteria of who to include. The Church eventually excluded some cases on the basis that the alleged perpetrators had died or retired, or where it deemed they no longer posed a risk. Well, alleged cases left out included a cleric who was addicted to pornography and another with an obsessional interest in satanic ritual abuse. I asked Justin Humphreys of the Church's Child Protection Advisory Service if the past cases review could have missed people who then went on to commit offences.
I can't say for sure, but I think it would be fair to say that, yes, that's a distinct possibility. If there is an opportunity to identify those who are posing a risk to other people, maybe even known offenders, maybe even with convictions, who don't become part of a known list, then yes, there's every possibility that they're able to continue doing what they have been doing and causing harm to people that needn't have happened. I think we have to accept that that's a reality.
What about the survivors of abuse, Donna? What have they been saying?
Well, apart from a few exceptions, survivors were not asked to give evidence to the past case review, and there's been criticism of the Church for failing to fully involve them. Phil Johnson was abused by a clergyman in Chichester. He says the Church's handling of the review has led to even greater hurt.
The response of the Church to survivors, I think, has been wholly inadequate. I think there's been a sense of paralysis almost on the part of the Church of not quite knowing how to deal with it, of seeing the survivors as the problem. But it's only by listening to the experience of victims and survivors and understanding just how devastating the effect of abuse and then this kind of institutional blanking is that you get, they won't understand that impact and how deeply it affects the whole of your life. So they really need to start listening more.
And is the Church saying anything?
Well, the Church of England says it takes these criticisms very seriously and the House of Bishops will support and act on the recommendations in Sir Roger Singleton's report, which is scheduled for publication next month. It has also commissioned a survey from the Social Care Institute for Excellence asking for the views of survivors as to what a good response from the Church should be.
Yeah, well, Donna Birrell, thank you very much. And you say that report's scheduled for next month. Actually, Sir Roger Singleton is going to be talking to us at 10 to 8.